and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on the corners in town.
Welcome back to the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Not going to let the bump music play all the way through, even though it's a great song. Joining me is Desi Andrews, and this is fun. I don't know what it is. I seem to surround myself with really smart women.
I'll settle down.
I do. I love it. And then occasionally I'll throw in a curveball and ask you about, do you think the 19th Amendment was actually a really good idea?
And does it matter? I think anything after the original 13th was bad.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's not get on to that one. Well,
okay.
As you can imagine, there's a bunch of people who want to talk to you.
Okay.
We got Fred in Philly. Hey, Fred.
This is the first time I've called with you on the show. I've called John before, and I'm a huge admirer of the Intel Report, and it has opened my eyes, and I think that these are the times to try men's souls, and I think that these are the times when people are waking up to the truth about government and you know, the truth about the formation of our original constitution and why we have to sacrifice to keep it going and keep the Bill of Rights going. Did you know that the Canadians were pressured and pushed and coerced into passing a terrorism act very recently? Canadians passed a terrorism act.
Every government prays that it can pass a terrorism act.
Boy, don't they, though.
I mean, that's the ultimate. It's the ultimate.
Absolute control.
The broadcast that I heard, and I think that there has been nothing in the U.S. media on the fact that they did, but the broadcast that I heard had some shouting in the House of Commons up there where there were opponents to it. But the way it was handled was that you couldn't find out about it until it was proposed and until it was hidden in other legislation, just like happened down here, and that there was a false premise planted in the minds of the representatives, just like down here.
Well, as you said, Robbie, deja vu all over again. I mean, how else would it be?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these congressmen who appear to be so, I didn't have a chance to read it before I had to vote on it. I mean, do they not have light poles in Washington, D.C.? This is just disgusting, because one of the duties and obligations of a representative is to be well versed in whatever they're passing. And the thing that they've shoved aside is the fact that any law that, that's why they don't do it too. Any law that is passed that applies to the people has to be read three times on the floor of the House or Senate, wherever it is. And that still is there. So obviously, you know, if the bill passes and it was 62,000 pages and they didn't have a chance to read it, that it doesn't apply to you unless you volunteer to allow it to apply to you.
Well, I mean, first of all, that piece of legislation was just simply the legislation that was passed down from the Clinton administration after the Oklahoma City bombing that the Republicans refused to pass.
Well, and let's not do Republicans, Democrats, because I'm telling you, there is not an ounce of difference.
I know. But the point is that it was ready to go within a couple of weeks.
Well, of course it was ready to go. This stuff is laid out well in advance. It's just the timing is different for whenever they can bring it forward.
We'll be back. Take more of your calls.
Fred.
Thanks,
Fred. Richard and John, we'll get to you all when we return.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Always tempted to say this, said it yesterday, say it today, John Stadtmiller's body has been taken over. Yes, he's changed his voice.
An accent, too.
And an accent to boot. Desi Andrews, do you have a website?
PetitionForPeace.org, .net.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'll have to figure it out.
Okay.
Now that one throws me for a loop.
Well, okay. I promise I'll try not to do it again. We got Richard from Alabama. Hey, Richard.
I want to just tell you something. I got a question, but first I'm going to tell you something I heard on National Public Radio. It says that that hereafter nobody will be allowed to have a driver's license unless they can prove that they are a U.S. citizen or a citizen of one of the 40 countries that issue consular matriculas. You know, they have the same status as Mexicans. Mm-hmm. If you're a citizen of one of those 40 countries, you can get a driver's license, or if you're a U.S. citizen. And that's not a question. But the question is this. Alabama has a new bill, HB 40. It's probably going to pass. And it will grant power to all the county commissions over the subjects of weeds, animals, litter, rubbish, trash, junkyards, water, septic tanks, and transportation. and it gives the commission the authority to implement any ordinance adopted under authority of HB 40. In other words, all over the counties, it'll be just like in the cities. Now, what do you think that the people of Alabama can do to save themselves from this horror?
Well, how long are you going to let a bunch of agencies and bureaucrats who live off of you anyway? They are dependent upon you for their retirement, for those benefits, for all that stuff. How long are you going to let them tell you what to do?
I guess until I'm dead.
Well,
because nobody else seems to care.
Well, you know, one of my friends here in Travis County is Mike Hansen, and when he didn't like something, he organized speeches every week at the commissioner's court. And I can promise
they don't allow that anymore here. It's not allowed.
Well, then shut it down. When a corporation doesn't live by its mandate, you pull the charter of the corporation.
The county commission, get rid of the county commission.
You can't? Commission, called agency, they have to live by administrative law. When they don't follow administrative procedure, they can be shut down, pull their charter. Who's running this show? You or them?
People love the county commission because it gives away free gravel and digs ditches for them, and everybody seems to love it.
Well, I would get 10 or 12 of my closest friends, and I would begin to make my voice heard, because I can tell you it stops it. I've seen it. It stops this nonsense. And number two, if you look at the regulations, you'll see that it doesn't apply to you. It only applies to the agencies. You see, they say, oh, we passed this law. Well, they can pass any internal law they want to in an agency, but that doesn't mean it applies to you. And as for your earlier comment about the driver license, well, you know, I don't think that's all bad, because I'm not a U.S. citizen, and so I couldn't get a driver license, but that's okay, because I couldn't give a Social Security number and certainly don't want to give a fingerprint. But I know this guy he got picked up for DWI, and it doesn't matter whether you were really driving under the intoxicated or not. Once you're picked up, because you have that license, it's automatically suspended. So he went to the suspension hearing to beg for his license, and he says, you know, what regulation do you come under, and what's your authority, yada, yada, because they have none. But then at the end of it, he said, oh, by the way, how does this apply since my license expired last October? And there was dead silence. You see, there is no hook in the fish, and they can't reel him in.
You know,
well, we're dealing with judges that don't have the deep knowledge of the law that you have, and they will just resort to brute force.
Now, what kind of a thing was that to say? We're dealing with judges that don't.
Well, I guarantee you 90% of the judges don't know as much about the law as you do.
Well, that
especially in Alabama.
Oh, they know about the law. They just don't apply the checks and balances that they should to the law.
It's all administrative. They are not officers. They sit in an administrative position. They are all commissioners or commissars, if you will.
Contempt.
Well, the contempt is an issue that's being used over and over and over in this country now. When is that civil or criminal, sir?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. They said contempt.
They use both.
Is that civil or criminal? If it's civil, you'll have to serve me with notice. If it's criminal, let's get another judge in here to hear the charges. I mean, remember this, that the great tenet of law is you cannot be complainant, executioner, and judge all at the same time. And people forget about that. They get in terror of these judges who are you sure that your liability insurance is going to stretch that far, Your Honor? I mean, remember this. These people, the insurance, the oath that they have, the liability insurance that they bring into that court is their bar card. That's what insures them. Now, how much is it going to indemnify them? You're going to have to learn a little bit more about the process, but I can tell you, there is no officer in that court. There is an administrative judge, and if you start to learn administrative procedures and you look at what they're bound by, which is in Title V, Section 552, and that goes state or federal, when you start to look at that stuff and what they can do and what they can't do, then you'll gain some power. Don't look at the law, because there is no law. Look at the Administrative Procedures Act.
Thanks,
Title
buddy.
Title 5, 552. Start reading it.
Thanks, Richard. Your friends in Texas pretty much got together, and you want to give me an update on that poll tax?
Oh, you mean on the road toll?
Yeah.
On the road. Well, they're still fussing and fighting with it. I haven't gotten involved in that because they want to deal with it politically. One of these days, I'll go to one of the meetings. I think there's one on Monday that I was looking at attending. As a matter of fact, I personally am not going to let an agency tell me what to do, especially since I have already paid for the roads, and now they want me to pay for them again. I think that's sort of double taxation, triple taxation. I don't know what the heck to call it. But I know they don't have the authority to do it.
Some people call it double dipping.
Well, whatever it is, it's not right. And no agency has dominion over me, and they are all agencies.
Oh, no. Bessie, you mean your rights come from God, not from some agency in Washington?
That's sort of how it works. But you see, people insist on calling this a government, and it's a collection of agencies. That's all it is.
And boy, Congress, do we have a lot of that?
Yes. Well, Congress did that deliberately because that makes nobody accountable.
Of course.
But I'm telling you, that Administrative Procedures Act is very, very powerful when you understand it.
I always love it when politicians are too afraid to address a hard subject, they put together a blue ribbon commission. And then they take the dictates from the commission so that they can go back to their constituents when they close a military base and everybody loses their jobs. And they can turn around and they say, look, I wanted the base, but it wasn't my decision. It was the Blue Ribbons Commission.
Oh, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do. I fought for you. I mean, when they shouldn't have had it in the first place. I mean, the base, I mean.
It's the same reason why they put the Federal Reserve together. Because politicians didn't want to take the blame when the economy went in the tank. Because now they can turn around and say, look, I couldn't stop it. It was the Federal Reserve.
The international bankers. It wasn't me. It was the international bankers. Well, I got news for you, folks. It's that dude that sets himself up as your representative. That's exactly who you look at, and that's who you don't let get away with this stuff.
Yeah. Well, we got John from Nevada. Thanks for holding, John.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
All right, sir.
I got a question for your guest there. Is Homeland Security an agency, or is it a department of the United Nations?
Well, it has to be set up as an agency by Congress. It has to be established as an agency. I don't doubt that it's a Department of the United Nations as well, but it's Congress had to sanction it, didn't they?
They did. The reason why I'm asking is I get the New American magazine, and in the New American magazine, they actually had an article in there about it saying that actually the Homeland Security is actually a department of the U.N., and will as actually set up to police the American people, and they're in the process of, I guess, hiring close to a million Homeland Security agents for FEMA, I guess. I guess they're merging with FEMA or something like that, to basically, under martial law, they will be the, policing the Americans.
Are you going to allow that?
Huh?
Are you going to allow that?
Hell no, I'm not going to allow that.
All right.
I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, and I served in the first Gulf War. Heck no, I'm not going to allow that.
Well, there you have it.
Huh?
There you have it.
Exactly. And I'm prepared, too.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you.
Right.
Agencies can't come out of their agency.
Right.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back, more with Desi, right after these messages.
Thank you. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Thursdays is Desi Andrews. It's been fun, Desi.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun, Robbie.
I am. As opposed to yesterday, I'm having a barrel of laughs.
All right.
This ID card that's just been passed, which is going to require, obviously, states to change their policies on driver's licenses. I'm speaking to you from Arizona, and one of the problems I'm going to see they're going to have, because they're going to have to force the states to change their policies, My driver's license in Arizona expires in 2017.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
I think we're the only state that has driver's license with expiration dates as far in advance as anybody else. But this is going to be one of the problems again. You know, fortunately, one of the problems. But then again, as we mentioned before, they'll most probably come up with some funding that will be withheld unless states comply with this new piece of legislation. But then again, it's also got to go past the Senate. I mean, it's just past the House. So there's still an opportunity to get this thing beaten down.
I'll read you a line from this thing from Joyce that I had. If the federal government believes they own us and as such have the right to demand national ID cards and health ID cards, which will in truth tag us as we tag our animals, then let them bring forth the documents to prove their authority to legislate for it.
Yep. Absolutely.
People do, for some reason, they say, oh, you have to have a national ID. And for some reason, people say that's okay. And never forget, a license gives you authority to do something which is otherwise illegal. I don't think that traveling in your own personal car is illegal somehow, and I don't think you should have a license. But without a license, they have no hook.
But this is a point that I try to make a lot of times when it comes to rights and privileges. We have a right to travel, but
yes.
the government turned that right into a privilege.
Well, and you bought it.
Sure.
I was talking to a woman today she wants to get even with the system. She wants to be paid for the stuff they've done to her. And I can tell you that sitting on the outside watching, a lot of what happens to people is because they fight so hard. Instead of learning the system and learning how not to fight, they just fight and fight and fight. And then the system says, well, you know, you're a troublemaker and I'm going to just slap you upside the head. And they do. But she was arrested in court, charged with criminal trespass, which is pretty bogus.
Oh,
but
sure.
they were going to take her son off in handcuffs, and she said, no, you're not. So she actually went in and tried to defend her son. So they charged her with interfering with the duty of an officer, which is true, she was, and resisting arrest, which she kind of wrestled with him a little bit, you know.
Did you ever follow the case of Rick Stanley in Colorado?
I know Rick Stanley's case, yes.
Sure. I mean, there's a case in point where he exercised what he thought was his Second Amendment rights, only to be told that he has no Second Amendment rights within the city of Denver because of a wonderful thing called home rule.
Well, but he knew that, and he wanted to challenge him, and then he challenged him incorrectly, and he didn't listen to anybody else, and he got himself in that pile of trouble. I'll just tell you that right up front. So, you know, and then when he gets into it, he threatens the judges. And
that wasn't really smart.
In my opinion, he threatened the judges. So now he gets to, you get to pay the piper.
But the point is with that whole case, I never knew anything about home rule.
You don't?
No, it was completely foreign to me.
Oh, well, I know home rule because I live in a home rule city. So I've looked at their charter. I went down and read their charter.
You want to give us a thumbnail sketch of what home rule is?
Well, home rule is just something that can make up their own rules and they have to be abided by. But however, in home rule, it still has to be in sync with the state laws. So as long as it's not abhorrent to the state laws or in conflict with the state laws, the home rule can basically do anything they want to.
But then my point is, can home rule circumvent the Constitution?
Well, it couldn't circumvent the state constitution. No, it couldn't. But if they do, then there has to be due process, and it has to be shown that they couldn't do that. You can't just arbitrarily one day say, oh, that's in conflict with the state constitution, so I'm perfectly okay in just absolutely going against it. What you have to do is you have to challenge it and have it removed.
You want to get into jury nullification after this?
I want to make my point about this lady and her bond.
Oh, sorry.
Not a problem.
Well, I'm getting old.
I'm glad you are. I'm going the other way.
Desi Andrews, my guest, will be back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Desi Andrews. And sorry, I committed the ultimate sin, jumping in halfway through.
Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with you?
Well, you could slap me around.
No, I don't mind. No, I just wanted to make a point, and that's about volunteering. This particular woman was held for these three offenses, which are absolutely minor. She was taken to jail and held to a $75,000 bond, which is absolutely unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. I mean, if it went to $10,000 for the three offenses, it would be egregious. So when she was in jail, the people who were trying to help her said it's $75,000 bond, and I said, you cannot pay it. I'll write it myself. You have to go in the morning, and you have to put in a motion for a bond reduction hearing. And it might have meant that she would be a day or two longer in jail, but they had to do a bond reduction hearing. They absolutely had to object to the egregious amount of the bond that she was being held to. And they chose to pony up the 8% or 10%, I think it's 8% in San Antonio, and go down and bond her out for $75,000. And so now she thinks that that's an egregious amount, and I said, but it wasn't challenged, and therefore you accepted it. You have waived your claim to complain. So when you get a driver license and they say, well, you know, you have to toe the line, and here's what happens, and if we accuse you of DWI, for instance, if you've got a sin on your breath, and we accuse you of DWI, your license is automatically suspended. But that's what you agreed to when you got licensed, and you can't complain about it. So the thing you have to do is, if you don't want them to hassle you, you have to have as few as hooks as possible. If they can't pull in the line and hook you, there's not a whole lot they can do to you.
Well, if you can believe this law in Arizona, it was in the paper a couple of weeks ago. A guy had too much to drink at a local adult beverage location, and realizing he had too much to drink, he got in his car. It was a little chilly, because it gets a little chilly here in the desert in the wintertime. He put the keys in his car to turn the heat on, and then he subsequently fell asleep. The cops arrived at about 2 o'clock in the morning and went and knocked on the guy's window and gave him a breathalyzer test, and he blew over the obligatory .08.
Why did he take the test?
Sorry?
Why did he take the test?
Well, I guess at that time of night, when cops are shining lights in you, he took the test. He told them that he'd been drinking too much and he was sleeping it off. He got arrested for DWI, and you know the reason they arrested him?
Because he was in his car,
because
and it was running.
His keys were in the ignition.
Right. It now, doesn't matter. If the keys were on the floor, they would have arrested him if he had a blanket around him. That's just what they do. Ralph Winterode in Alaska has this, we call it the drunk tent driver. This kid was in a bar earlier, and he was kind of homeless, so he was living in a tent. He parked his car in a parking lot. He had a tent in the park there. He was in his tent. He'd been asleep for several hours when the troopers came and rousted him out of his tent for DWI. We call him the drunken tent driver. It doesn't have to make any sense.
Nothing makes any sense. Anyway, let's get back to the callers. We've got Joan from Florida. Hi, Joan.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello, Joan.
Hey, it's great hearing you all. I got a couple things I want to run down real quick. You just brought up something about this man that got arrested for sleeping it off in the car. My nephew got charged with that here in Florida, up in the near Daytona. And it wasn't during Bike Week or anything. He lives out there. And he just left the place, got in the car, and figured he'd better sleep it off for a while. And they came over to him, and, of course, he had his keys with him, and so he also got charged. But that's not why I called. A few minutes ago, you were talking about, who was coming under Homeland Security?
How do you mean, who was coming under?
Somebody was saying it was the Department of the UN.
Oh, no. No, what I want to tell you is I have a friend that applied with FEMA over the hurricane damage here on her home.
Right.
And they opened up a center here, and they just closed it down about a week ago, but they were here for about a month. And she went up, and she reviewed the papers with him, and she said, well, can I check this online? And the FEMA man said, well, in the past you could have, but we are now under Homeland Security.
Meaning?
Meaning FEMA is now under Homeland Security.
Well, could Homeland Security have been very far behind FEMA?
No. But I do want to share this with you, too. About a year and a half ago, Tom Ridge, maybe it was almost 2 years now, time flies. Why don't we? I guess we could have a few shots without somebody chasing us down up there.
All right.
Anyhow, Tom Ridge was speaking to the convention of the sheriff. You know, they had a convention, the sheriffs did. And he was telling the sheriffs that now that we have Homeland Security, they are going to be coming under, the Homeland Security. And the older sheriffs were having a fit because they said, no, we come under the Justice Department. We don't come under Homeland Security. You know, I don't know whatever happened to that.
And what's the difference?
The point I'm trying to make, I guess, is, folks, everything's getting consolidated under Homeland Security.
But I say, what's the difference?
Yeah, so just another agent.
Well, no, the sheriff's department, I've always been taught to believe that the sheriff was the highest law enforcement officer to stand between you or me, between any other government agency to protect our rights.
Well, that's before they started asking for grants from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. No, they're a subdivision, a political subdivision of Washington, D.C. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And people allow that.
Well, what are people going to do? And now, my driver's license, I just got it renewed, and it's renewed for 6 years. And I'm 70 years old, so...
Move to Arizona.
Yeah, that's even better. I was really surprised. That's a.
And what are you doing illegal that you need a license for it?
You mean driving my car to the store or to my
daughter's?
Yeah,
I mean traveling in your private personal
right.
property.
Right.
What are you doing that you illegal that you require a license for it? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that everybody
no.
should run out and ditch their licenses because.
Right.
Because that's the place where you go last to fight and when you understand what's going on. But are you required to have a driver license? Yes, you are if you drive a commercial vehicle.
Oh, mine's not commercial.
Oh.
Residential.
Oh. So you don't carry passengers for hire. You don't drive a school bus.
That's
you don't
right.
carry goods.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, then why do you have a commercial driver license?
I'm not a delivery person. That's right. You make it so clear.
Well, you have a commercial license. They consider that a commercial license because all the laws apply, the regulations apply only to those vehicles moving in commerce.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, maybe me going to the store is commerce.
Well, I don't think so, unless you have a passenger, a fare-paying passenger. I mean, even the passenger car, the definition is a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
It carries passengers, and it's a car.
I see. I think.
Yeah, well, in Texas, we have the vehicle code, which doesn't appear very often. So the fellow that went in the other day that hit him with the bombshell that his license is expired... I sent him in with all the regulations and everything, and, I mean, he had pictures of vehicles under the vehicle law.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to ask him, if he got around to it, to ask him which of these vehicles was he driving when he was stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he was already stopped when he was stopped. I mean, this is a guy that was outside his car that got charged with DWI. But, you know, we don't think with details here. So it's very clear in the vehicle laws, it's pictures and everything, just like a comic book. So, officer, would you pick out, please, the vehicle I was driving when you detained me? I can promise you there isn't a picture of it in the vehicle laws,
mm-hmm.
which is what the commerce applies to.
Right. And what happened to him?
Well, he dropped a bombshell that his license has expired last October. So there's just not a whole lot they can do.
Right. Well, Ron Paul was on the floor today over this bill, and he pointed out that there's no limit to what they can put onto your driver's license, like what organizations you belong to, you know, and he went down the whole
mm-hmm.
list.
Okay.
And he was going to vote against it.
Well,
but
does everybody want to run up and get one of those? I mean, do you want to volunteer for that first? Do you want to volunteer for the $75,000 bond?
Mm.
Do you want to take it now and question it later when you can't?
Well, what is going to be the out for people not to have to accept this driver's license?
Everything you do in this country, you volunteer to do. Thank you. I choose not to participate.
Right. Very, very interesting.
It'd be amazing what thank you, I choose not to participate will do for you.
Mm-hmm. Just very nicely with a smile on your face.
Absolutely. Thank you, I choose not to participate.
Mm-hmm. It's like the minister said to the people, if you just always say things with a smile on your face, when you even tell somebody they're going to hell...
Yeah,
nice.
Well, yeah, you don't have to be ugly.
Can't wait to get there.
Thanks.
Does that have icing on the cake?
Well, it's a mess. And I thank you very much
for
your insight. God bless.
Well, Desi, it looks like we got a friend of yours online. Lewis is from Washington.
Oh,
hey, Lewis.
Lewis isn't a friend of mine. Are you, Lewis?
I hope so.
How are you, Lewis?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I just wanted to comment what Robbie was saying a minute ago, that the states have got us exchanging a right for a privilege. And I want to point out that is a misnomer among the patriot community, and it has been for years. We've been brainwashed in the public school system. When I was 15 years old, I was told I could get my driver's license a year early if I took the driver's education course.
Come on down, Lewis.
So when I took the driver's education course in high school, you know, in my first year, my freshman year, ninth grade, at 15 years old, I was thinking, well, I'm going to take this so I can get my license a year early. Nobody told me I had a right to travel. There was no exchange of a right for a privilege. I was told that I had to have a license by school teachers. My school teachers aren't lawyers. They're not attorneys. They don't know the law. My parents, my mother and father, they're not attorneys. They're not lawyers. They don't know the law. They told me I had to get a license. We're just, you know, it's kind of like the bigger the lie you tell, the more people believe it.
So help me out here, Lewis. Do you really need to exchange a right for a privilege?
No, there is no exchange of a right for privilege. People are being brainwashed into believing that they have to have a license to drive a car. They're not taught the option. That's plausible deniability. It's a form of brainwashing. If you're not taught both sides of a subject and you only know one side of a subject, you can't offer an opinion for and against a particular subject. We were never taught in our grade schools that we had a right to travel. We were only taught that we had to get a license.
Now, my point is our rights are inalienable.
That's absolutely true.
Unalienable. They cannot be named.
Absolutely.
Right.
And but what has happened over time is those rights have been turned into privileges.
No, sir, they have not. You have volunteered to exchange your rights for privilege, but it is purely voluntary.
Everybody volunteered to go down to the Department of Licensing and take a written test. Once they passed that, they volunteered to take a driving test, and they volunteered to plunk down their $14 to get their driver's license. And then when they wanted to buy a brand new car and register their car, they licensed their car as a business machine. Your tabs is, I have case law and statutes that says the tabs that you put on your license plate is evidence of receipt of the excise tax paid. Well, how come nobody asked what's an excise tax?
An excise tax is it's only on a business, isn't it, Lewis?
Absolutely. That's why the registration in your car says PASS class. That stands for passenger class carrying vehicle. You voluntarily and knowingly and willingly license your car as a passenger class carrying vehicle. Therefore, you are technically required to have the commercial driver's license to drive that particular business machine.
Because you're in commerce.
Yes. That's why, if you read the motor vehicle codes in every single state, you will only find one statute that's called a license classification statute. They'll give you a Class A, Class B, Class C. Some states have a Class D license, but you're going to find it says in that statute, it says the commercial driver's license must be marked commercial driver's license or CDL. In Washington State, up until about 2-3 years ago, the driver's licenses on the back used to say commercial classes, and on the left-hand columns, it would say Class A, Class B, Class C.
Right.
It no longer says that. The Department of Licensing is pissed off because about 6-7 years ago, Kurt Riggin, Percy Wiley, Lloyd Smith, myself, we started asking the judges, Your Honor, which commercial license are we required to have? And the judges say, oh, not a commercial. You have to have a driver's license. It's different than the commercial license. And we'd ask the judges right in open court, Your Honor, do you have a driver's license? And they go, yes, I do. Well, would you take it out? And then I turn around and ask everybody in the court, hey, would everybody in the courtroom please pull out their driver's licenses and tell me what it says on the back of your license? I had everybody in the whole courtroom asking the public defenders and attorneys, well, look, it says commercial class here, Class A, Class B. And then I asked the judge again, well, Your Honor, your license says commercial classes on the top line, doesn't it? He goes, well, yeah, it does. And he goes, well, this can't be right. And I go, well, here's the statute. It says the commercial driver's license must be marked commercial driver's license or CDL, which is RCW 4625050.
No, Lewis, we don't do that.
Jeez, so you lost statute? Me on that one. Mine says Class D. What does that mean?
It's not commercial, is it, Lewis, the Class D?
Every single license, A, B, C, and D, are all commercial
all
driver's
commercial.
Licenses.
So it doesn't matter which one it is, A, B, C,
or
D?
No, it's commercial. And when you went down there and volunteered into it, you said, I am a business, I drive a business machine, and you can regulate me in commerce because in Texas the law says they can only supervise traffic on rural roads, and they can supervise and regulate commerce on highways. So the only thing they can supervise is commerce.
You know what I... You know why I love doing what I do? Because I find out stuff every day.
Well, you're dealing in commerce, Darrell, and you're driving the vehicle.
I didn't know I was in commerce.
Robbie, do you have an email so I can send you some stuff?
Uh-oh. Sure, send it to eaglesup@fastq.com. That's
Eagles up.
Yeah. At fastq. That's the letter Q, .com. Well, you can go to the website at eaglesup.com, and you can see the email right there on the left-hand side.
Eaglesup.com. Okay, thank you.
Lewis, you're a smart guy. Call in again.
Bye, Lewis.
You got smart friends out there.
Of course I do.
Gee. We'll be back for the bow on this hour. I wish there was another hour. Got a lot of stuff to cover.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the final segment for this Thursday with Dassey Andrews. You know, I said I could do another hour.
Now, Robbie, you can't have too much fun.
During the break, I just read the Associated Press report that the veteran civil rights lawyer, Lynn Stewart, was today convicted for allegedly helping terrorists by smuggling messages of violence from her imprisoned clients.
Not that one.
Yeah, it mentions an anonymous jury convicted her. I didn't know you were allowed to.
No, that's unanimous.
Is it unanimous?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then someone obviously miswrote.
It would be unanimous.
And I'm going, well, when did we have anonymous juries in this country?
Well, we don't have anonymous juries, but what we have are juries that say they're U.S. citizens. And not being one, I couldn't have a jury of my peers with that, could I?
Nope. You know, and the sad thing is how many people don't understand jury nullification.
No, when the judge says the law is in my mouth and I will give it to you, the jurors believe that.
Yeah, they take it as the gospel. Well,
right.
The judge says it, so it has to be true.
Well, and judges give incorrect jury instructions all the time. However, they're hardly ever challenged.
Well, I guess if we're going to right the ship of state,
yes, sir.
We better learn a lot of stuff, including yours truly.
Well, there's a lot to learn. But the nice thing about it is it changes every day.
It does.
Yeah, it's getting much simpler.
And you learn stuff. You never stop learning. I mean, this is one thing that I appreciate, is that every day that I'm on this program, I learn something different. It's my fervent hope that we actually make a difference.
Well, I hope for me that you learn that we can live without war powers. As a matter of fact, we can live very nicely without war powers. War powers have to go. It's the thing that's the web they hold us in.
Well, yeah, and Ron Paul seems to be the only person in that august body that actually gets it, which is a sad commentary.
No, he's not the only one that gets it. He's the only one that's not taking bribes.
The corruption of the almighty dollar.
He said nobody even tries to bribe him anymore because because there's...
Well, they're trying to redistrict him out of office.
Yeah, they'll gerrymand him. Yeah.
Dassey, here's the good and the bad news.
Yes.
I'll be back here Thursday.
Oh, all right. I'll enjoy that.
I look forward to it, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robbie. Bye-bye.
My friends... Tomorrow is my favorite day of the week. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are too. Till then, see you, bye.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.